Roy Bean found a steady job supplying railroad work camps. Then he discovered something rail workers really wanted, something to drink. His saloon and everything after is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgroLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side-dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agroliquid.com.
Roy Bean was born in Kentucky in 1825. By age 16, he was headed west, and as Lee Hoy explains, he eventually went to the West Coast.
He made his way through California, where he spent some time with his older brother, went through a duel with another gentleman over a woman, found himself in a bit of hot water over that, ended up fleeing to New Mexico to be with another brother after his older brother was killed.
Bean had a way of finding adventure, or perhaps it finding him. And that's what happened when the Civil War began.
He was a Confederate sympathizer and ultimately began trying to supply guns to the Confederacy. But because New Mexico was a Union state, he found himself once again fleeing and ending up in San Antonio.
While in San Antonio, he married Virginia Chavez. He was 41. She was 18. They had four children together and adopted a son. He began a new business in San Antonio selling milk.
He was a little bit of a shyster in that he would water the milk down. Not only was he watering the milk down, but he was doing it from, let's just say, not a very clean water source. People began to get sick.
Bean knew his game was up, and he began hauling merchant goods to railroad camps. The new job soon provided more inspiration.
Once he got out to the camps, he began to realize that there was going to be a lot more opportunity in selling liquor than there was in hauling goods by wagon over very rough, very difficult terrain. And he ended up establishing his first saloon at a temporary railroad camp called Vinegaro.
Bean was now in the saloon business, but he was not yet the judge for which many of us know him today. More of the story next time from the Bean Visitor Center. As we travel the countryside in Langtree, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.